The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 306.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is the founder and chairwoman of Rising Vietnam, and she'll explain what it's all about. And I'm just really excited to have her on and share her story with us today. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Anne Hong. Anne, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to the listeners.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me here today, Sheena. Really excited to share more about myself, my work, and then also hopefully inspire some women to think differently about self-confidence and how we can cultivate that. So I am the founder and chairwoman of Rising Vietnam, an organization that provides fellowships and grant opportunities to young leaders that have a strong interest in doing meaningful work in Vietnam, focused on Vietnam's rise and development. I actually just launched the nonprofit, so it's been quite the journey so far, but I think it both presents challenges and opportunities. So I'm located in Saigon right now. Previously, I was located in Shanghai, where I was the director of special projects for Dyad.com, an edtech platform that helps empower young people to discover their potential by connecting them to mentors from their target university or their target industry and field of interest for their career. And I'm really happy to join you today. So would be delighted to share anything else I can about self-confidence, how we can cultivate that in young women around the world.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And I think it's great what you're doing. So, you know, congrats to that. And Anne, what's your cultural background?
Yeah, so I am a Vietnamese American. My family is from Vietnam, and I was born and raised in Houston, Texas. I didn't spend too much time in Vietnam growing up. I had only gone in 2013, but now, after having moved back, I think it's a really fantastic opportunity for me to learn more about kind of my roots, where I come from, my family history, the culture, and just how dynamic Vietnam is and how it's changing so rapidly. And I think that opportunity is also inspired me to create Rising Vietnam so that other young leaders, other young people can discover their roots and cultural background as well.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, it's crazy when you know, you go to your home country. I mean, I'm currently in the Philippines, and even though I was born here, it's still like a big culture shock, you know, coming from the States or Canada. It's like, you know, you see things in a different perspective and you're more grateful for things you had before. Just even the simple things like clean water and a house to live in, because like countries in Asia, like the poverty is so insane. Like, you know, you just want to go out there and do more. So, you know, it's cool to be able to do that. And what's your favorite self-confidence quote?
I think that it has to be from Jeff Bezos, the founder and CEO of Amazon.com, a major e-commerce platform operating in the United States, but of course has a worldwide, a global operation as well. My favorite quote from him and a confidence quote, I think, is, "It's always day one." He signs every single kind of company letter with that quote. And I think it's very powerful because in the course of the work that we do, no matter what industry, field, profession that you're in, having the mentality that it's always day one, I think is really important because it reminds you that even though things may be challenging right now, may be very difficult, and this of course applies in the workplace and outside of the workplace in your own home as well, even though things are very difficult and can be hard at times, especially when you begin any project, it's always day one. Basically, it means that there's always an opportunity for you to improve.
Thanks for sharing that quote. And, you know, it's true, right? A lot of us, we feel like we fail, not realizing like tomorrow's a new day, tomorrow's another day. You can start over whenever you want. You know, thanks for sharing that quote. And in your own words, how would you define self-confidence?
I think it has to be being content. It's being content with who you are and happy to like hang out with yourself. You know, I have a few girlfriends from high school. that were saying, oh, Anne, I hate eating by myself. Like, I hate like doing anything by myself, going to the movies, going shopping. I just really like the company of others. And I think, you know, having the company of others is certainly fantastic. But at the same time, I think that being able to be content and satisfied and happy with who you are, whether you're alone or whether you're with people, is really important. Because ultimately, at the end of the day and every day, you're spending the most time with yourself.
Thanks for that definition. And, you know, I totally agree with you with, you know, being okay to hang out with yourself, because you're going to have that me time that you need to learn more about who you are and what you like and what you don't like. And it's funny, like, you know, I went to Hawaii last year for a couple months, and they were all like, you know, aren't you lonely? You're there by yourself. You don't know anybody. And it's like, if I had a problem with it, I wouldn't have gone. But, you know, it's like, it's something that you have to do for yourself so that you can become a better person. And, you know, be okay with who you are, and you know what you want, and you can attract the right things into your life. So I love that definition that you mentioned. And what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Yeah, you know, so I grew up in a pretty traditional household. We lived in the suburbs of Houston. There wasn't really anything around except for maybe like a fast food joint and like a small public library. But it was a very quiet kind of upbringing. And I think that because of that, kind of maybe bubble that I was living in when I was younger, I was always afraid. I think I was just always scared to try different things, to meet different people, to kind of think outside the box. And I think that's really held me back from exploring a lot of different opportunities that might otherwise have been accessible to me. You know, I think whenever you hold yourself back because of some fear or anxiety that you have of exploring the unknown, you really are holding yourself back from the many beautiful, challenging opportunities and possibilities that can come from just like taking the plunge. I think, you know, growing up, my mindset was always like, that's scary. That's a little too hard. I'm a little too shy or too timid, too afraid to do something about it. And that was really unfortunate for me, I suppose. It wasn't until, I think my aha moment here, it wasn't until I traveled abroad for the first time on my own that I really discovered that everything was okay. Everything's going to be okay, especially if you have the wherewithal, the mental fortitude to get past any challenge, but also that you can create the beautiful, fun, exciting, interesting life for yourself. And it's totally dependent on you. You can't depend on anybody else to cultivate that happiness for yourself, or that confidence for yourself. And so I went to Scotland for the first time by myself, and I was using a platform called couchsurfing.com. I was in college at the time, so I definitely needed to save some money while I was traveling. You know, I was really scared. I remember kind of writing in my journal when I was on the way to a connecting flight in Germany, saying, you know, I met these couch surfers and they were really nice to like offer me a place to stay in their home. But I really hope that they're good people. You know, I was very, very afraid that perhaps they wouldn't. And I was very fortunate to actually have met wonderfully kind people, genuine people that were so generous with their time and their physical space and allowed me to really just, I think that was my aha moment, you know, just seeing the kindness, I think, in strangers was what really helped me actually gain more self-confidence in myself, in exploring the world by myself and exploring different opportunities by myself. And it's because, I guess, in the back of my mind, now I knew that goodness existed and I didn't need to be as afraid as I used to be.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think that's a great reminder that, you know, there are good people out there. Sometimes, you know, we see the news and we see all the things that happen and we, you know, kind of like generalize everything, like we can't trust anybody. And then, you know, living in a traditional Asian household is like, don't trust anybody. You know, everyone's out to get you. And it's like, you know, you have all these trust issues with just random people, not realizing like there are good people out there who just want nothing but to just be kind. Right? And it just gives us hope that, you know, there's still a lot of good in this world. And I always believe that. So, you know, it's great that you were able to realize that as well. And because of that, what's your life been like now?
You know, I think life's a lot better. Life's a lot easier too. I think self-confidence is hard for everyone, men and women alike, especially for women who I think can be much more critical of one another, but people can be very critical of them as well. And I think my life, after having found self-confidence, and I think this is a work in progress, certainly, is much easier. It's much lighter. Not having to think about the judgment of others and letting that weigh you down is so liberating. I think you have the power and the freedom of expression to be who you are. And I think that's so important for women and young girls to know, is that there is only one you, and that one you is responsible for the life that you create. And so don't let other people kind of dictate what that life is. And that's allowed me, this discovery of self-confidence has really just allowed me to live a much freer, happier, easier life.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, it is a great feeling when you can let go of what other people think of you. Especially, you know, we have to come to a realization that we can't please everybody. It's just impossible.
Right, right.
And then, you know, when you have that realization, like they say, it's like a weight has been lifted off you and you can go out there and start living the life that you want and just be happy, you know, regardless mm-hmm. of what people do or what people think. So, you know, that was great. And, you know, I love the tip that you mentioned just to, you know, don't let other people tell you what to do, because it's so, I know it's easier said than done, but the more you keep doing it, you know, the more you can be free. And, you know, mm-hmm. everything worth doing is not going to be easy at first, but the more you do it, the better it gets, the easier it will get. So great, mm-hmm. great stuff. And if our listeners wanted to connect with you or get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles you can share with us today?
Totally. So if you'd love to connect with me, and I would love to do the same to any woman that's looking to build their professional career, but also their self-confidence, you can connect with me at www.risingvietnam.com. That's our official website. Also, my personal email is anhann@risingvietnam.com. I'm really good about email, so that's the best way to connect with me. But yeah, I think this is an amazing thing that you're doing, and I'm really happy to support your efforts in inspiring women around the world. Thank you for having me.
No, thank you. It's such an honor to have you on. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Anne, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Anne's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just want to thank Anne for taking the time to share her story with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much.
Hey, thank you so much, Sheena. I'm really, really happy to be here.
Not a problem. It was such an honor having you on to share your story. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll catch you later. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free self-talk tape for building self-confidence by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.